sorry we only have a small party to welcome you. I was hoping we would have a full meeting, but various people are on holiday. But nevertheless, we do miss you.
I understand that you feel comforted by words that I use through this one. But let me say, I have not been home. I have truly been amongst you. Because speech is missing does not mean I am not close to you.
I see. And we did think you were working particularly with your instrument.
Of course, that was the reason that no speech was used. But again, I say to you all, remember that I am more than one. And therefore, I'm not confined to one vessel. You understand?
Yes, we do, and your instrument had a marvelous experience at the last meeting. She was, as she described it, an arch of light, radiating light, intense light. But to her astonishment, she saw herself looking at herself, which confirms what you say about being more than one.
Yes, and I have to say that while I blend with this one, then she will experience many things. It is not so much her own spiritual capacity as mine.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
But because of the blending of the spirit, then she will, of course, experience much more.
I'm sure she's going to be delighted to know that. And I am very pleased, and we all are pleased for her too.
You will all eventually be able to give yourselves more, to be used more by those who surround us, who are close by to you all under these conditions.
Good.
Do not assume, because I speak only through this one at your meetings, that much is not being done elsewhere, because I assure you that it is and that each one of you contributes to the whole.
He says, it's nice to know that, even though we don't understand it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, please carry on.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Please do continue.
It follows on what you were saying, because on our Wednesday meeting, somebody came, we had been discussing afterwards the difficulty of understanding what you tell us and what others tell us, and somebody very strong came through me and was very vehement that we should not even try to understand. As he said, your little speck of brain is such a small thing that you never will understand. Learn to have acceptance rather than try to have understanding. And as a contradiction, you will then begin to understand.
We have spoken briefly about your incapacity to understand only those things told to you. But I believe I explained that as all of you at your own differing stages of development, as the consciousness is raised, then the understanding becomes greater.
Yes, you're quite right, you have. And it was interesting to have the confirmation of what you had said previously.
Yes. You will not, any one of you, have the same experiences because of the fact that you are all at different stages of development. I know that will raise the question, but if we are all together, why do we not get the same spectrum of experience? But this cannot be so. One of you in this room can place yourself within the footsteps of another.
Well, I think we all understand that and have no difficulty in accepting it.
I ask you only, and this I told you when first I came, I wish only that you accept what you can, to take what you can accept and to hold on to it. Of course, you must raise questions, but try not to have too many doubts. I cannot say more on this subject. I cannot say to you, you will always understand what I tell you, because I know you will not. But that does not mean that the knowledge of truth should not be given. You agree with me?
Yes, I do, but I think we all do.
How else would your children learn if you did not teach them new things?
Yes.
Things they do not understand to begin with, but with experience and use, they come to know and understand.
Yes, that's quite true. And this confirms what was said through me I like communication. I said, if we accept, then we should begin to understand.
That is why it is good when one such as you, who has more experience and knowledge, can communicate your thoughts and feelings to others. It is good to discuss amongst yourselves. By doing so, you help one another.
This is true.
Before we continue this time, I wish to say to the gentleman across the room that he should have something. He is becoming physically and mentally tired, and we do not wish that to happen. So, dear friend, be wise and have some hearing. I too will help all I can, but I would suggest that mentally you slow down just a little.
Yes, thank you for your advice. Yes, I will.
Do not be too concerned. I know when people are told they need healing, that your human imaginations go into, how would you say, fast play. They imagine all kinds of problems when in fact they do not exist. Now, this time, I will take questions and then allow the others to come.
Okay. Yes, I had a question. I don't know that you would want to answer, because it doesn't relate specifically to the work we are doing, but there is a lot of concern in our world at the moment about the phenomenon of global warming. I expect you've heard it being discussed, and I'm wondering if you are able to say whether there is going to be an increase in the height of the sea because of the melting of the ice cap, and whether the fears of this happening are unfounded.
I will respond to this. But firstly, let me say that my mission to you is to teach you about spiritual matters, and not so much about concerns of your
own. I apologize if the question's out of order.
No, please do not. I will respond. Mankind has abused this earthly plane. I know all of you accept this fact. I told you when first I came that many have gathered from our world to help, that there were many around your world who were being given the same information. There has been some changes to the Earth's structure, the Earth's climate. Many factors have changed. But all I will say on this matter is this. The fears are not unbounded, but are not as great as you suspect. Climatic changes will take place. Many things about your world will change, but it will never cause destruction of the earth. I believe I went into more detail before and told you that there will be a natural progression of your earthly plane. But like many things, there will be alterations, mainly man who has caused them. But I can tell you that man has realized that what he does is wrong and how much is being done to help in that matter. But you cannot undo damage which has already been done.
That's what I wondered.
It cannot be changed, but it is not as great as has been said. I hope that satisfies your question.
Yes, it does, and I shall not ask any more questions unless they are of the spiritual nature.
Please do not apologize. I don't mind, but it is important that what I come to teach you is of the spirit.
Of course. Yes, we do accept that and appreciate it.
Do not be afraid for your heart.
Thank you.
There is too much doom and gloom in your world now.
This is part of our children.
Please do not add to it by any negative thinking. It is an opportunity for you all to use the power of your thoughts. You see, again, we return to the power of
truth.
Are there more questions?
Yes, one which is of a spiritual nature. It happened at a Wednesday meeting through one of the village neighbors, and somebody came who was said that he had never been upon this earth. I say he, because I can't use any other term, that he was very surprised to be able to touch a physical body, and he said that he was taught only. Now that has happened in another way before. This communicator was very confused and said that he was but a messenger and that he had no name and no form. And his communication with others in his sphere, wherever that might be, was by thought alone, and each entity, I suppose I must say, had his or her own thought pattern which was recognized as much as a name. Now this puzzled me and does puzzle me a great deal. Are you able to confirm that such matters, you see, it's far beyond our physical language again, that such matters do exist, that the universe has places where thought only is predominant, intercommunicating, and understandable?
I have told you that thought is energy, or is energy, and again, it is a subject we return to deeply. It is a subject which we must discuss to clarify many points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you progress in the spirit world, that physical speech no longer exists. It becomes extinct, if you like, because the higher spiritual nature takes over.
That's right, you have told us.
So the power of thought is all that is needed.
Mm-hmm.
As you see and feel so many energies around you, the thought patterns used vary greatly within the spirit world. It depends on the expertise of the spirit involved. As in all matters, it must be practiced to perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
But I do not understand what you tell me about it being a language between some.
Mm-hmm.
It is a language for all.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
There would be no separate groups of peoples who would understand. It would be an understanding for all.
Yes,
because it is of the one energy.
Yes, I thought it must be so. This is what puzzled me and why I asked you the question.
Yes.
Because I wanted to be sure that what I have been telling people who have brought back to us as rescues, that they continue to live in the next plane of life and have a body which to them is physical, etc., etc., and communicate mentally. And it seemed as though all that could, by what was said to me, have been obliterated. And I couldn't understand that at all.
I will have to say this to you, dear friend, that it sounds like the communicator who was using the instrument was indeed in a confused state.
Yes, he did admit that.
Yes, it would be the explanation for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you now, all thought communication is understood by all.
Good.
After all, why would you have separation when what we are going forward to is unity and love?
Of course, this is what puzzled me.
You cannot go forward to separate.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. So I'm right in if I accept that the communicator was confused and not properly instructed in what was going to happen when he came to speak to us.
Yes, I would say to you, as someone who is in charge, always to question if you have doubts. Do not be afraid to do so. It would be helpful to the communicator also to realize that not all that they see as reality is so. please understand that because you become spirit, all does not become perfect.
Yeah.
There are those in our world who still, although they have progressed to the use of thought, they are not perfect beings. None of us are.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, and certainly not in the next immediate planes of life.
There must always be refinements.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Yes, and equally there must continue to be imperfections until we learn to discard them.
Yes. All spirit, in whatever degree, whatever state of progression they are at, there are always those who come from higher realms to guide and to help them forward.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, well, thank you very much for what you told me. That's comforted my mind, and that we have all been doing the right things anyway over these years.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Edward.
No. If you are happy, I will allow others to come. I leave you all in my love. I leave you all with my thanks. And I ask you all to offer yourselves in great humility to that great creative force to which we all belong.
Thank you very much. We thank you for all you do, and our love goes with you at all times.